You're listening to the 94 Rock Morning Show.
Rustlers, cutthroats, murderers, bounty hunters, desperados.
Swami Rob.
Nitwits, halfwits, dimwits.
Skyler.
Muggers, buggerers, bushwhackers, hornswagglers, horse thieves, train robbers, bank robbers, ass kickers, shit kickers.
And Mahoney.
Could you repeat that, sir?
On 94 Rock.
Hey, hi, Hotline.
Good morning, Swami Rob. It's W.
W again. Good morning, Mr. President. What's going on today?
Well, I heard you talking yesterday about one of the great mysteries of the universe.
Okay, what mystery are you referring to?
The vagina.
Yeah, we were talking about doing a show called Vagina 101 with an expert to educate our male listeners, you know.
Well, here I am, Swami.
Here you are.
I am your expert. Vaginomically speaking.
You, Mr. President? An expert, really?
Without a doubt, Swami. I've always had a firm grasp on my penis.
Yes.
But in the name of edumacation, I've been looking into the vagina for quite some time.
Really? So what have you found then, exactly?
Well, the vagina can be quite a hairy subject. There's a lot going on down there.
Well, wait, you mean the general vulva region, or...
Vulva? No, sir. I only drive American cars.
Oh, come on.
I'm speaking clitorically when I say I have my finger on what makes a woman tick.
Okay. All right.
There's also the labia minorama and the labia majorama.
No, Mr. President, you mean the labia minora and the labia majora. Libya was like Muammar Gaddafi, you know.
No, Swami. Gaddafi was a major hole. That's a whole different body part.
Okay, well, no offense, Mr. President, but I'm having difficulty believing you're an expert on this subject, you know?
It's true. I've read a lot of biologistical materials on the lady's genitalia, and I'm anxious to take my first look.
So wait, you've never even seen one?
Well, just one.
Oh, your wife's, I'm assuming, yeah, of course.
No, my doggies.
What?
I was given belly rubs when all of a sudden... Whoopsie, too much information.
Gross, man. Wait, so you've never seen a woman's vagina then?
No, not yet.
How the hell can that be? You've got kids.
Well, let's just say that missiles into Iraq was not the only payload that Uncle Dick Cheney was shooting for me.
Oh, I don't think we want to hear any more about this, Mr. President, all right?
Well, when you're ready to learn about that deep, dark, gynecological place, Swami, give me a call. Just remember, when you think vagina... think Bush.
You're listening to the 94 Rock Morning Show.
We need everybody to be at your very best behavior.
On 94 Rock.
Your wife, the one you've chosen to share your life. She's your lover, your best friend, the mother of your children, your soulmate. We call bullshit. More than half of marriages end in divorce. Odds are you'll be giving half of everything you've worked so hard for to that ungrateful bull. That is if that greedy hasn't already spent all your money on shoes, clothes, jewelry, booze, and dope, like most wives do. Bull. The Albuquerque Journal reports if you've got kids, expect to fork over at least $500 a month per rugrat. God damn it. Even if you're not in the 50% getting divorced, there's a good chance that woman you think is faithful and loving has her legs behind her head right now for Gus, the appliance repairman, or Gabe, the landscaper's assistant. Statistics show that 20% of wives will cheat. Your wife might be trying to tell you the truth, but right now she's got a mouthful of Gus and can't really communicate. But there is good news. There is hope for the men of New Mexico. Hookers. Everything you want from a woman, without all that annoying horse they'll do whatever you want. Even the horrible, disgusting, degrading things you were too afraid to ask your wife to do. Hookers. They'll say whatever you want. Or, better yet, won't talk at all. And best of all, the second you're finished, they want to get the hell out of there as bad as you want them gone. Hookers, sure, they're not free, but it's a small price to pay for some peace. Wives, bad choice, fellas. Paid for by the committee to just pay a hooker $50, throw a nut, and happily stay single.
You're listening to the 94 Rock Morning Show with Swami Rob, Skyler, and Mahoney.
That is one big pile of shit.
On 94 Rock.
Let's give him a call one more time. That was fun last time, wasn't it? Hopefully he's on a little bit better behavior this time. Come on, come on. All right, here we go. Hey, Grandpa, how are you doing? It's your grandson, Rob, again.
Hello.
Grandpa, it's me, Rob, your grandson, calling you back.
Robbie?
Yeah, Grandpa, it's me, Rob.
Yeah.
Hey, Grandpa, I hope you don't mind when we call you on the radio all the time, but it's kind of cool to visit with family, you know? So listen, we're looking for some good old-fashioned stories. Maybe one of your favorite memories from back in the day. You got anything?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you have any memories you want to share with all of us?
When I was a boy, Robbie, we went hunting sometimes, and we would eat what we shot for supper.
Wow, now see, that's something right out of Huck Finn or Tom Sawyer or something. That's cool.
Yeah, we hunted rabbit.
All right.
Yeah, we'd come home with 4 or 5 big jackrabbits. And my mother, your great-grandmother,
yeah,
would make my favorite thing in the whole wide world to eat.
Oh, well, cool, man. What was that? Tell me.
Hair pie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, everyone loved to eat your great-grandmother's hair pie.
You mean rabbit pie, Grandpa?
Yeah, it was so hot and moist. What delicious hair pie.
Rabbit pie, Grandpa. Rabbit, for God's sakes.
Yeah, oh, there wasn't a man in the whole county who wouldn't line up with a week's pay just to get a mouthful of your great-grandma's hair pie.
Jesus, this has gone horribly wrong. I should have known.
Taint nothing like it anywhere, they would say.
Yeah, would they?
I even got your grandma to eat hair pie.
Rabbit pie!
She had never eaten down south before. That's when she was young and open to experiment.
Man, I think I'm going to get sick.
Sometimes, though, I would get a little hair stuck in my teeth.
All right, Grandpa, that's all the time we got.
Sometimes she'd stuff her hair pie with the butcher's sausage.
No, we're done. Love you, Grandpa.
Robbie.
Yeah?
Did I ever tell you about the time?
Oh, no.
Your mother was showing your grandma and I her flower garden.
No, I don't remember that.
Well, we were outside looking at the garden. Yeah.
Where are you going with this?
And we glanced in your sister's bedroom window, and there you were.
What?
You were alone, and you were wearing your sister's underpanties and brassiere.
I was not doing that.
Oh, your mother and grandma thought it was kind of cute at first. I thought it was more grotesque.
That did not happen.
Yeah.
No, it did not.
You seem to be having a good time.
No.
The way you were parading around the room. But then you reached down and started touching yourself.
I did not do that!
Your grandmother vomited in the azaleas.
Jesus, that did not happen.
Goodbye.
Yeah, bye.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
You're listening to the 94 Rock Morning Show with Swami Rob, Skyler, and Mahoney on 94 Rock.